Hello, I'm Charles Kovess, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Charles Kovess Show. Whether you're watching on YouTube or on Rumble or listening via podcast from one of the many potential platforms. In today's episode, I explore the question of truth. The Bible, in the New Testament, in the book by John, says, "The truth shall set you free." What does this really mean? And what is true, in any event, for you? That's where your self-awareness plays such a crucial role. What is the truth about what you uniquely want for your life? I discuss five common situations in which choosing to speak truth or pursue truth will set you free. Of course, with such truth comes consequences, and we need the self-awareness to be able to embrace those consequences. I hope today's episode provokes you and inspires you to dig more deeply for the truth about you. Our format for the show is that I discuss today's big idea. I share six resources for you to help implement the big idea. I review a couple of key happenings over the past week. And then in the last part for newer viewers and listeners, I explore the foundational principles of this show and give you more background detail about me if that's of interest. So let's get into today's big idea. The Bible in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 32 says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." I love this simple message. I love freedom, as you would well know, and I love the idea of truth helping me to achieve that freedom. But what does that really mean today? How does the truth set us free? How can you use this message for your life? And why might this message be true in your life? And what is the crucial role of self-awareness in your ability to apply this message? Well, let me give you some practical examples, five in particular, unless I think of a sixth one. Number one, you are in a loveless marriage. You've been in it for a long time. You, from your self-awareness, know that you don't love your spouse. If you speak the truth and say, "I no longer love you," that can lead to divorce. And of course, you are free of the incredible emotional, mental, psychological burden of staying in a marriage that has lost the love. The self-awareness part is, do you love this person? Has all that love gone? Or have you been focusing on the wrong aspects of your spouse? And you have the ability to rekindle. Is it a loveless marriage, or is it a marriage where the love is on embers? It hasn't totally died. That's a difficult question. That's a self-awareness question. But you can see that speaking the truth and say, "I don't love you anymore, I don't want to be in this marriage," it sets you free. Second example. And before I go to the second example, I don't have thoughts about a loveless marriage because I have a fully loving marriage with Julie. Second example, you are in a job role where your boss is a psychopath. He can be a sociopath. He can have all sorts of nasty traits in his leadership. But I use the word psychopath deliberately because many, many of our politicians are indeed psychopaths. Many leaders of significant companies are psychopaths. That's why they got to the top of the tree. So if you speak the truth about the behavior of the psychopath that is causing you all sorts of difficulties, you are likely to lose your job. You'll certainly be free. You won't have to go 9 to 5 for a job, but you will also be free of the negative psychological impact of having a psychopath dictate to you, to direct you, to manage you. The self-awareness question is, what harm is being caused to you by this psychopath? And secondly, the self-awareness is, am I behaving in a way that is causing this psychopath to behave in this way, or can I change my responses to the psychopath? I gave some advice to a person recently, and I said, are you sure that this person who's giving you such a hard time, you need to embrace what this person is saying, or can you shift your attitude to it so that the psychopathic behaviors no longer have a negative psychological impact on you? I've worked with plenty of people in such situations, and one of the strategies to embrace is the strategy of Alfred E. Newman in the wonderful Mad Magazine of the 60s and 70s. He said, what? Me worry? If you stop worrying about what a psychopathic boss you have thinks about you, that could also set you free. And then you start to see the truth that it's, in fact, whilst the boss might be a psychopath, your harm is being caused by the way that you think. So you can be free of the boss, or you can be free of the impact of the boss. And the truth sets you free, because you can speak up about the boss, or you can speak up to yourself the truth and start to see, I'm creating this negative impact on myself. Third example, local municipalities, local councils that want to impose 15-minute cities on you. Do you speak the truth, turn up to council meetings and oppose this, what I consider to be an evil agenda, to lock us into 15-minute cities? If you speak the truth, the truth will set you free, because you won't be locked into the 15-minute city model. You challenge the lies of the United Nations Agenda 2030, of which smart cities, allegedly smart cities, and the 15-minute cities plays a part. You challenge those lies. You speak the truth. And then that leads to the preservation of your existing levels of freedom. The self-awareness question is, how much does freedom mean to you? And your self-awareness around, what does the 15-minute cities actually look like? Are you willing to face the criticism of your local council, councillors, bureaucrats in those councils, who criticise you and attack you for daring to question their 15-minute city plans? The fourth example, what's the truth about your health? I've worked with many people over the years, and many people fool themselves about their health. The truth shall set you free. Your self-awareness about the truth about your health is needed to then be able to discern, what is the true situation, and therefore, what do I want my health to be, and therefore, what's the steps I can take so that my health improves to such a degree that I become free? As I often say, if you are in hospital unwell, you are hardly free. Better health gives you greater freedom. But what's the truth about your path to better health? The fifth and final example, woke agendas proposed to be imposed in your company, in your community. Those woke agendas, in my view, are full of falsehood, full of lies, full of evil intent. If you allow in your company, in your community, for woke agenda to be imposed, it will enslave you, because your ability to speak the truth then gets reduced. If you, through your self-awareness, you start to access your courage and you go, I am a powerful, strong, courageous human being, and I'm not interested in this woke agenda, then you will have you'll access your own courage through your self-awareness to say, I don't want this sort of life. I don't want boys being called girls and girls being called boys. I don't want this intersectionality nonsense. I don't want this tearing down of statutes. I don't want the woke agenda. And that decision sets you free on the path. And if you don't get enslaved by the woke agenda, of course, you preserve your freedoms. It could also be that when you speak up in your company, you lose your job. The benefit of that is it sets you free. There might be a financial burden, but it sets you free of not having to put up with woke bullshit that you don't want to put up with. We all bear a burden when we put up with lies. Lies cause us to be frauds. This is a huge psychological burden. Removing this burden sets you free. I urge you, dig deep, raise your self-awareness. If it's low, come and do some programs with us on increasing your self-awareness. Unburden yourself. Set yourself free. As they say in the classics, angels can fly because they take themselves lightly. If you are burdened down by crap, life becomes very difficult. So, resources for you. My song. A wonderful, wonderful song by Tina Arena, Chains. And whilst Chains is a song about a lover enslaving us, chains are also thoughts and ideas and perspectives that enslave us. Listen to those words as you listen to that beautiful, beautiful song and her wonderful voice. I pretend I can always leave, free to go whenever I please, but then the sound of my desperate calls echo off these dungeon walls. So transform this song, this wonderful song, say, are you chained up by your fears? Are you chained up by not being willing to pursue truth? My book is an amazing book about the Rwanda genocide, and it's a true story by Immaculée Ilibagiza called Left to Tell. It's an amazing story about the truth of having to forgive the Tutsis who slaughtered so many of their next-door neighbours. And Immaculée talks about the truth that she needed to forgive the murderers to set herself free. My health tip arises from my conversation on TNT Radio on my Mind Medicine program every Saturday at 5 p.m. Melbourne time. I interviewed Adam Stanecki, or the proper Polish pronunciation, Stanecki, and he calls himself the breath geek. And the health tip is that if you learn to breathe properly, there are a vast range of health benefits from breathing properly. Listen to that episode and become ever more aware of your breathing habits, your breathing process, and research the ways that improved breathing techniques can have a big impact on your health. My spiritual tip is for you to meditate on where in your life more truth will set you free. The answer to that question is different for each one of us. What is it for you? What's the deep, deep insight at a deep spiritual level that you know the truth will set you free? My quote today, it's a well-known quote from A Few Good Men, the movie with Demi Moore, Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth. Is that true for you? Can you handle the truth? And at these troubled times of Israel, of the foundation of the discussions around the foundation of Israel and Gaza, the wars that's happening, the killing of guilty people, but also the killing of women and children, it's time for a spot of humor about the foundations of Israel. It's about a Russian Jew who was finally allowed to emigrate to Israel. At the Moscow airport, the customs found a Lenin statue in his baggage and asked, "What is this?" The man replied, "What is this? Wrong question, comrade. You should have asked, who is he?" "This is Comrade Lenin. He laid the foundations of socialism and created the future and prosperity of the Russian people. I'm taking it with me as a memory of our dear hero." The Russian customs officer lets him go without further inspection. At Tel Aviv airport, the Israeli customs officer also asked our friend, "What is this?" He replied, "What is this? Wrong question, sir. You should be asking, who is this? This is Lenin, the bastard who caused me, a Jew, to leave Russia. I take this statue with me so I can curse him every day." The Israeli customs officer says, "I apologize, sir. You're cleared to go." Settling in his new house in Tel Aviv, he puts the statue on a table. To celebrate his immigration, he invites his friends and relatives to dinner. One of his friends asks, "Who is this?" He replied, "My dear friend, that's a who is the wrong question. You should have asked, what is this? This is 10 kilograms of solid gold that I managed to bring with me without paying any customs duty and tax." Ha ha. Moral of the story, politics is when you can tell the same stuff in different ways to fool different audiences to allow you to get what you want and to look good in every which way. Ha ha, love that joke. All right. Take the steps in today's big idea to make a beneficial difference in your life, to become ever more free, to be able to speak more truth, to discover more about who you are, to raise your levels of self-awareness so you live life on your terms. My aim for this show is to provoke you, inspire you, educate you, motivate you to examine your life now and to keep doing so for the rest of your life. If you enjoy this show, please share it with your friends and family. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel, Rumble Podcast. Please visit our websites, charlescoves.com and coves.com, where details of our programs and coaching and executive coaching are all available. My books, Passionate People Produce and Passionate Performance, are also available at both of those websites. Now, let's review some key happenings during the week. Not a long review, but an important one. As I said earlier, my TNT interview on my radio program, the Mind Medicine program, was with the breath geek, Adam Stanecki. Important health information there for you. Yesterday's news I also talk about of the former Premier of Victoria, what I call Dictator Dan, Dick Dan for short, was in America meeting with Blackstone, the owners of Crown Casino in Victoria. I'm on Dick Dan watch. This man has so harmed Victoria through his corruption, his evil, his criminality. I call him out for being criminal, guilty of criminal behaviour as Premier of this state. I don't want any company retaining his services. He's already getting a massive pension. He deserves only to be observed, and any company that uses his services should be punished. In Melbourne on Friday night, some Palestinian supporters were demonstrating and violently outside a Jewish synagogue for Friday night Sabbath celebrations. And our politicians, their cowardice in speaking against this violence is, the cowardice is extreme. Our politicians are weak. They don't stand for any principles. They only stand for avoiding anyone criticizing them. It's outrageous what's happening in Australia of these demonstrations against Jews. I call it out, and we all must speak up against it. The Jewish people in Melbourne, in Australia, are not doing anything that deserves this outrageous violence and this cowardice by politicians in not speaking up to defend them. And lastly, I note the complex geopolitics of the whole Israel-Gaza situation, of the talks about traditional ownership, which also happens in Australia. Well, the Palestinians owned it before, when 5,000 years ago the Israelis came. Just think about this nonsensical idea that well, this was owned by someone else 1,000 years ago, so no one else can come here forevermore. It's a lot of BS designed to cause division between human beings. Don't get sucked in. Do your own thinking. Accept the complexity. And I remind you of that wonderful Chinese saying that says, to be uncertain can be uncomfortable. To be certain is ridiculous. I'm not certain that the Israelis are good, Palestinians are bad, or the Palestinians are good, Israelis are bad. This is geopolitics to its extreme, designed to create conflict between men and women. So, if you're new to the show, stick around. We'll go through the foundational principles of the show and then further details about my background. Thanks for watching and listening. And until our next show, may your week be full of fun, of challenge, of passion, of ever increasing self-awareness about the truth about who you are. Have a great week. See you next week. Bye. And now, for viewers and listeners who want to know more about my background and what else I do with my life, as well as the foundational principles of the show, here we are. Since 1993, when I left my legal career, a career that I love, to become Australasia's passion provocateur, I have inspired and provoked and educated and motivated people all over the world to discover and pursue their passion. I have helped people via the books that I've written, via speeches at conferences, via in-depth team building programs, workshops over 1, 2, or 3 days, or over 3 months, 6 months. And I've coached people of all ages, one-on-one, from small, medium, and large enterprises, government enterprises, helping them to identify the often tiny changes that can make a massive difference. One of my core principles is that freedom is what makes us truly human. That's why one of the greatest threats that government imposes on you to force you to observe its laws is the threat of imprisonment, the loss of your freedom. Just think about that. Government says, if you don't behave yourself, we're going to put you in jail. No, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to lose my freedom. That's a reminder to you of why freedom is so important. Without freedom, you and I are not much different to animals. If you were locked up in a cage for the rest of your life, how different would you be to an animal? This commitment to fighting for freedoms for all people is carried out by me primarily through 5 channels. Number 1, preserving the freedom to pursue your passion. Number 2, inspiring you to be able to be free through excellent health. Number 3, helping preserve freedom throughout the world through the expansion of industrial hemp, a magnificent agricultural crop, an almost miraculous crop that enables every community to thrive independently of government. In this way, the power of government to take away freedom is minimized. Number 4, fighting for freedom through legal strategies. So I do work as a legal strategy consultant, as an interface between clients and their lawyers. And number 5, as chairman of the Australian Institute of Comedy and as a board member of the Australian Cartoon Museum, fighting for the freedom of thought and speech through uncensored comedy and humour, through avoiding political correctness in the comedic space. When you block freedom of speech, freedom of thought, that's the beginning of the end of your freedoms. The foundational principles for the Charles Covess Show are founded on the formula SA plus P equals S. Your self-awareness added to your passion will guarantee that you are successful. And the best definition of success I have found in life is that success is the progressive realization of your worthy ideals. The progressive realization of your worthy ideals. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous principle and quote, the unexamined life is not worth living. You can see I'm wearing my red jacket. I wear my red jacket for all my shows. Red is the color of passion, so that when you see me on the YouTube version, it reminds you that when you see red in your life, you ask yourself the question, am I pursuing my passion? What am I passionate about? Am I still passionate about that? What might I newly be passionate about? Each week I explore one big idea that can change your life. And it's just one big idea because there's a chance you will remember. If I give you too many ideas, then we get confused and we don't do anything. Clarity leads to power. Confusion kills passion. Each week I share simple and practical resources that you've heard me describe in the earlier part of the show. A spiritual tip, a health tip, lyrics of a song, a book, a quote, and of course humour. This show is not politically correct. I have no intention of being politically correct. And I love certain addictions, including my addiction to great coffee. My addiction to exercise, my addiction to reading, and my addiction to certain other unmentionable in public type behaviours. Who would know what they are? This show definitely subscribes to the view that we have a spiritual life. So if you don't like discussion of spirituality, this show is not for you. I promise you that I don't include anything in this show that I don't consider to be true and that I have not found to be useful in the work that I've done over the past 28 years, but also over the past 50 years in business, as a lawyer, as a consultant advisor. I only want to share stuff with you that is of value to you. Finally, if you have any questions or suggestions, please feel free to contact me at charles@covest.com. Again, thanks for watching and listening to my show. Bye.